Hello, and welcome to The Lynn Show. The Lynn Show, it's all about finding, discovering, recovering, uncovering who you really are, and then doing your best to become it. Because I have said over and over again, if you've been listening, I believe, and I have had confirmed for me by my 30 years of practicing as a psychotherapist, not to mention my own life and observing my friends and family, that we are all keeping secrets about who we are. Some of us are smarter than we pretend to be. Some of us are more accident prone than we pretend to be. Some of us are more aggressive, assertive than we pretend to be. Some of us are shyer than we pretend to be. And these things that we are keeping a secret, we are not only keeping them from others, we are keeping them from ourselves. There are things about ourselves that we don't know. How can this be? Well, if you listen to the show, or if you've read my book, or if you've been in therapy with me, then you know that I believe that we create a cover story very, very early in our lives, a cover story which says some things about us which are true, but leaves out some things, and in some cases, lots of things, and in some cases, really important things. And those things we put undercover. They can't be amputated or exorcised or gotten rid of. They're still there, but they're so deeply undercover that even we don't know about them. So all of my work and this show, I dedicate to helping everybody discover those things that they have had to hide, get access to them, and then confront the difficulty in getting them back, because it's not as simple as simply noticing them and saying, oh, well, there is my assertiveness, let me use it now. It would that it were that simple. I quite often talk for the first part of the show about how you do that. And then in the second part of the show, I've been doing interviews with people who make their living or their life with an art form. I do that because in order to make a living or a life with an art, it has to be who you really are. If you listen to any of these interviews, you can hear it's not that easy to do in our culture. But all of the people I interview say over and over again, I had no choice. It was who I am. And when you hear that, it's undeniable. And it is my hope that everybody who hears that looks inside themselves and says, what is it about me? What is it that I have been in denial for? So this month I have been playing several men who have chosen an art to which to give their life, but who started their life in places that were not usually designed to create terrific musicians like Duncan Lamont and sterling ballet dancers like Ian Webb, or the multi-talented, he can do everything, Jeffrey Kinn, who is the interview I'm playing today. Jeffrey, singing, dancing, acting, writing, directing, and now, to our great joy, the artistic director of the Players Theater, the community theater in Sarasota, which you will hear him talking about. But before he talks about that, he will talk about how a farm boy from Central Ohio wound up singing and dancing his way into our hearts. But he tells it so much better than me. So here, Jeffrey Kinn.